We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perakei Mishnah Tes. Mashelis Isha Lachaver to Hachashuda Hashviya. So a woman can lend her friend who's suspect regarding the produce of Shviyas of the Shemitah year, she's able to lend her certain items, certain utensils. And the Mishnah is going to go through them. We'll go through them in a moment, but let's understand what the issue is. So here you have someone, the halacha is that during the Shemitah year, when this man habiur arrives, which is when the produce is no longer, a particular species of produce is no longer available for the chayos, for the animals in the field. So the halacha is that you have to get rid of that produce. That's the halacha of biur. We learn that when we learn Masech HaShviyas. So anyone who has that produce around, that produce is prohibited. And here we have a concern. A woman now is chashuda, is suspect to keep that fruit around. So the question is, can her friend lend her certain items, certain utensils that may be used for that particular produce? So the Mishnah here says, in certain circumstances, depending on what the kli, what the utensil it is, the Mishnah says here, Mash'eles isha l'chaverta chashuda l'shvias, a woman is able to lend to a friend who's suspect regarding the produce of the Shemitah year, what utensils can she lend? A nafa, which is the utensil that sifts the flour, ukvara, which is sifts the grain, virechayim, which is a handmill that grinds spices besides grain, vitanur, and an oven. Why is this allowed? Maybe these kalim will be used for produce that are prohibited, and there's an isser of being misayeya over avera, to encourage and help assist people who are violating any particular transgression. Nonetheless, the Chachamim allow this because of Darkei Shalom, to lend these particular kalim. And the reason is because these are utensils that can potentially be used for other things. So since they potentially can be used for permitted items, and not necessarily being used for that produce of the Shemitah year, so that's why you're permitted to lend them the Bnei Darkei Shalom. Avalo Tavor Velo Titchanima. But the friend is able, you're not permitted to be involved, to join her, your friend who is Chashuda al Hashviyas, who's suspect regarding the produce of Shviyas. You're not allowed to do tavor, which is like borer. You can't sort with her. You can't titchan. You cannot grind with her. That would be joining her in the actual avera of using the shemitah produce past this man habir. Then the Mishnah says, "Eishes chaver mash eles leishes ama aretz nafal kuvara." Similar idea. The wife of a Talmud Chacham is able, or Talmud Chacham chavir here, referring to someone who's very careful in the laws of separating masros. She can join the Eishes and Am Haaretz, a woman who's not careful, she's able to lend, rather, an Am Haaretz, a nafal kuvara, the same thing, the nafal kuvara, these sifting items, utensils, uboreres, Vitochenes umarkedes ima. She can even do the sorting and the grinding and markedes, which is sifting. She can do that as well. She can assist her in processing the food, and that is because most amei haaretz anyway are careful with the laws of trumos and masros. So she's probably not involved in doing something usher, preparing, helping an ovrei avera of food that hasn't had maaser separated from it. This we allow, we assume Rov take Maser, and we allow this for Darkei Shalom. There is another explanation, the Gemara Das Tamach Alef, that the Mishnah is referring to what Rabbi Meir holds as an Am Haaretz. That is not someone who's not careful with the laws of the laws of Trumos separating Masros. The person is careful with separating masros. That's not what we're worried about. It's not that we're following the rove. It's rather, what's an Am Haaretz in Rabbi Meir's opinion? Someone who doesn't eat chulin, someone who's not careful with chulin. The halach is when it comes to chulin. So in Eretz Yisrael, we even try to keep chulin, non-kachim, not holy foods. We try to eat them very carefully, try to make sure that they remain betara. People would eat chulin betara. That's something we try to do in Eretz Yisrael. But that's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. That's only halacha midrabanan that we require to eat chulin b'tara in Eretz Yisrael. So this is a person who's an Am Haaretz in the sense that he doesn't eat chulin b'tara in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, in the interest of peace, for darkei shalom, we would allow, that's what we're talking about in this Mishnah. When we say Eishes Chaver is able to lend an Eishes an Am Haaretz enough of Gvara and can do the Borer and the Trina Markedes Imah, that's all because the wife is a wife of an Am Haaretz, and we're dealing with Chulin here, and Chulin, which is not necessarily kept Petara, you, for Darkei Shalom, you can be involved in this. But if you have a question whether Maser was taken from it, and that type of Am Haaretz, that already, according to this position, will not be allowed, even in the interest of peace of Darkei Shalom. Avolen Mishnah says, Mishetatil Hamayim, but once the woman has poured the water into the flour for kneading the dough, where it becomes, the potential is now, it really can become Tamei. So, and Ned is a Chiyuv of Chala that has to be separated. Lo Tiga Imal, if you Shein Machzikin, Yidei Over Ever. Then you can help your friend in this case. The Eishes Chaver cannot help the Eishes Am Haaretz because she can't assist the wife of an Am Haaretz when the dough is now being kneaded, where the Chiyuv of Chala takes effect, and by doing so, she may be helping cause this to become tummy, the Chala dough to become tummy, which is an Isra de Oraisa. Once the dough is kneaded, though, she can assist her preparing afterwards, because if, let's say, the wife of the Am Haaretz had her, or let's say her Kalim, were in fact tummy, the Chala has already become tummy, and there's no further Isra going on. And then Mishnah says, V'chulon lo omru, Ela mipnei darkei shalom. And all of these halachos are all said for the purposes of darkei shalom. Why we allow this? All the examples we gave, where we allow the woman to be involved with her friend in this way, is to keep the peace. So machzikin de goyim bashvius. Last halacha regarding Dakel Shalom is that we're machzik, we encourage even non-Jews during the Shemitah year, meaning we can give encouragement to a non-Jew who is dealing with his field during the Shemitah year, because he doesn't have the laws of Shemitah. Any, what does that mean? Machzikim, Bar Tanu says, techezakna yedechem, your hands literally should be strengthened. We tell them, hatzlichu b'maseichem. So that's they have no mitzvah anywhere on Shvisas Haaretz, so there's no problem there in Eretz Yisrael to encourage them to be successful in their work during the Shemitah year. But you can't encourage Jews during the Shemitah year because he can't be machzik, he cannot encourage over Avera. V'shoalim b'shlomon, and we ask how they are doing, and we're referring to non-Jews. So here means we're supposed to greet non-Jews, and in fact, we can even use the word shalom, even though shalom is one of the names of Hashem. That's what Bar Tanui here says. Nonetheless, we're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to them, and there's not a problem at all. Maybe not extensively. We don't want to develop a very close relationship with the Jews and the non-Jews, but certainly to say hello. And even the word Shalom is okay, and that's even true during their and Bar Tanur says, Kol Hayomim, V'afilu B'yom Chagam. Even the days of their particular holidays, their festivals, we're able to ask how they're doing, to greet them, and even use the word Shalom. We begin the sixth parak Vav Mishnah Aleph. We mentioned before the Shaliach Leholacha, which is where the husband says the Shaliach for the purposes of delivering the get, but there's also a case of a shaliach lekabbalah, where a woman sends someone to accept the get on her behalf, and once that is, once the get comes to this shaliach's hand, she is divorced. So that's the difference between shaliach leholacha and a shaliach lekabbalah. Shaliach leholacha, so it only when it comes to the woman's hands is she divorced. Shaliach lekabbalah, even when it comes to the hands of the shaliach, she is already divorced. And when let's say you appoint a shaliach, Let's say the husband said, Kabel get zel ishti. He used the language of Kabbalah, even though he's appointing a shaliach l'holacha, so she's only divorced when the get comes to her hand, even though he uses the language of Kabel, makes no difference. So his Mishnah says like this, Ha'omer is Kabel get zel ishti. He says to a shaliach, I want you to accept the get on behalf of my wife, as we said, that a husband cannot do. Oh, holech get zel ishti, meaning if a husband is appointing a shaliach Kabbalah, makes no difference if you use the language of Holech, which is the normal language, or the language of Hiskabel. Either way, this Shaliach remains a Shaliach LaHolacha. And therefore, she is going to be divorced only when the get comes to her hand. And now when it comes to the hand of this Shaliach, and therefore, Imratza Lachzor, if the husband wants to now retract before the get arrives, reaches the woman, Yachzor, he has the right to do so. We don't say, hold on, one second, I thought the Shaliach, don't we say, Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanaf, when it comes into the Shaliach's hand, she is divorced. It's not a zechus for a woman to be divorced, it's a chov, and the rule is, it's something that's disadvantageous to her. And since it's detrimental to her to be divorced, we say, Ein chavin la'adam shalomidaitor, or Ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanaf. So no one's being zoche in this get on behalf of this woman. The husband can't appoint someone to do that. And since it's to her detriment, so of course she's only divorced when it comes to her hand, and that's even true if he says to the shaliach, I want you to be mekabel this get on behalf of my wife. That does not work. What about a woman though? Ha'isha she'amra hiskabel ligiti. She appointed a shaliach, I want you to accept this get on my behalf of my husband. Imratza lachzor lo yachzor. If the husband now wants to retract after he gave the get to her shaliach, it's too late since the woman made this a shaliach. Person a shaliach lekabbalah, we say yado ki yado, the hand of that shaliach is like our hand. Once the husband gives into the hand of the shaliach, it's as if it reached the woman's hand. Husband can no longer retract. Lefikach, therefore, since if the Baal would give the get to a shaliach lekabbalah that the woman appointed, he cannot be chozer. Therefore, there is no takana. There is nothing that he can do except refuse the shlichus, which means. Let's say im amar lo habal, the Baal said to the woman's shaliach lekabbalah, if she shetikabel la, I don't want you to accept the get on my wife's behalf. I want to give it to her myself. Elaholech v'tein la. Rather, what I want to do is I want to bring the get. And then I'm going to appoint you, or maybe I'm not going to give the get directly to my wife, maybe she doesn't want to see me, but I'm at least going to bring the get to my wife, and then I'm going to give it to you, I'll give the get directly to my wife, or I'm going to make you a shaliach l'holacha to give the get to my wife, but I don't want you to be a shaliach l'kabbalah. I don't want to give it to you so that my wife is now divorced. In then imratza lachzor, then if the husband wants to retract before the get arrives at his wife, reaches his wife, then yachzor, he has the right to do so. So what they're pointing out here is that the husband can change this shaliach lekabel of the woman into a shaliach lahalacha. He has the right not to give the get to a shaliach lekabelah. That's what it says in Mishnah. Ef shisha dekabelah. I don't want you to act as a shaliach lekabelah, but rather act as a shaliach lahalacha, or bring the get and then give it to me, and I'm going to give it to my wife. Then he still can be chozer after he gives it to this shaliach, because by giving it to the shaliach is not accepting the get on behalf of the wife anymore. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer af haomeres tol ligiti. Even a woman who says to a shaliach, I want you to take this get. She didn't say be makabel this get. A language of nitila was used, not a language of taking, but not a language of kabbalah, of accepting. So says Rav Shimon Gamliel, even that language, imratza lachzor, if the husband wants to retract before the get, after the get arrived to the hand, reached the hand of the shaliach, lo yachzor, cannot be chozer, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even the language of tol, of take this, where the woman appointed a shaliach, That also, and didn't say be mekabel, but rather told, take it on my behalf. We assume it means that she wants this person to be a shalech or kabbalah, and therefore the husband can no longer retract at that point.